Now, are you a little bit stressed? Maybe you've had the kids or the grandkids all the holidays, or maybe you're trying to find receipts to finish off your tax return. Well, luckily, our good GP, Dr. Joe Kosterich, is here to share his top 10 tips to help us de-stress. Dr. Joe, very good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Rob. Good to be with you.
If anyone has a call for any questions for Dr. Joe, 13 12 83. We're talking about stress. Everybody nowadays throws around the word stress like a lot. Are we really stressed, or is that just a cop-out?
Look, it's a very good question, and one can only deal with what's in front of us. I gave a talk a few weeks ago to a group of university students, and in the audience was a guy who was a little bit older. He's probably in his 60s. And one of the students said, oh, look, we're under enormous pressure these days. You know, we've got exams. There's a whole range of things we have. And the guy who was older said, look, I'm not sure the current generation has had to deal with, you know, things like World War II, you know, some of the privations of previous eras. So in a global sense, you could say we've really, and politicians always get canned for saying this, but you could say in terms of human history, probably we've never been, you know, better off. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to deal with stresses that previous generations didn't have to deal with. So ultimately, we have to deal with what's in front of us, even if our forebears may have had more, you know, greater threats to sort of life and limb than we face today.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. I remember, and I forget the gentleman's name, he played in the team with Sir Donald Bradman. So cricket, this is like 1938, 1940, something like that. And a cricket writer said to him, were you under enormous stress and pressure out there on the pitch today? And he said, well, not like the pressure I faced when I had a Messerschmitt on my tail when I flew during the war.
Yeah. Well, I think that's very true. And I had the opportunity to see the movie Churchill a few weeks ago. And you know, you look at them giving the order for the troops to go into, you know, to Normandy, and you know that is, you know, that is pressure, and it's not that long ago; it is within living memory. But I do emphasise that, you know, if you are in your 20s or 30s, and all of that is, you know, in some respects, you say, well, as relevant as having lived in caves, but you do have to contend with what's in front of you, and the pressures today in terms of, you know, things like social media. Human beings aren't necessarily adapted to deal with some of those pressures. You know, for young people, for teenagers in particular, once upon a time in school, people passed notes. Now, a note could only be seen by one person at a time, and yep, then it had to be passed on. And then somebody would tear it up and it was gone. Today, if you put something on Facebook, it can be seen by thousands, if not millions of people, and it's written in ink. So there are different pressures, and it's not necessarily the case that we're fully adapted to them. Once upon a time, you really didn't know much about what happened outside of your village where you lived. If somebody, you know, got blown up, it wasn't such a thing as bombs, but, you know, if there was problems on the other side of the world, you didn't know about it. Now, any distress suffered by people anywhere in the world can be beamed into your living room. So we're not probably adapted to dealing with those things, and it does cause stress, and people feel very powerless sometimes to try and deal with things that arguably is beyond their control to influence.
But okay,
it also means that one has to adapt to saying, well, if I can't fix it, then maybe I shouldn't be worrying about it as much. Not to say it's not important, but you don't do so much in life.
Yeah, here's a hint, everyone. Don't let social media stress you out. I'm looking at, there's a few types of stress. Now, there is like a distress, a stress that... And there's a pro-stress. A pro-stress is like a stress that can be kind of good for us, a good stress. I think you guys, psychologists, call it eustress.
Look, you need a certain amount of stress to get you out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
Whether that stress might be that you need to earn some money to pay your bills, or whether that stress might be that you're training for you know, sports on the weekend, or that stress might be that you do have exams and you need to study for them. So we do need a bit of adrenaline, and this is one of the key points in this, Rob, is that adrenaline is our stress hormone, and in everything in the human body, we need the right amount. But typically, the fight or flight reaction from days gone by was adrenaline comes out, it pushes up your blood pressure, it makes your heart go faster, you're running on this adrenaline, and you're either going to fight the enemy or the predator, or you're going to run away. But it'll require physical action. most of the stresses we face today cannot be solved by physical action. If you've got bills due, there isn't a physical response to that. If you have exam pressure, there isn't a response to that. If you're stressed out by what you see on social media, there isn't a physical response to that. And it's one of the reasons why exercise is so good for stress, because it does diffuse some of that adrenaline and gives it an outlet. But the body doesn't know why you're stressed, but it reacts the same way as it has done for thousands of years by liberating adrenaline, which just gets us ready for action. But there is no physical action that can deal with today's stresses.
Okay, now you've got 10 top tips to help us de-stress. We've got a couple of minutes to go. What are your 10 tips to de-stress?
Well, look, exercises that we said is number one.
Yep.
Well, again, not in any particular order. Following on from that, massage is very good for de-stressing for the same reason, that it works the muscles and can liberate some of the tension that people hold in muscles, particularly people who might get tension headaches or neck pain. Spending time in nature, getting outdoors can be very, very de-stressing. It's just calming. Maybe don't check your phone while you're out there, which leads to possibly getting off social media, and maybe even having a news blackout. Maybe you spend Andrew Weil, who's an American physician, says, have a day a week or so when you just switch off. The world will still be turning when you come back. Express a bit of emotion. Find something to laugh at. It's very sad in these days of political correctness that nobody's allowed to laugh at anything anymore. Doesn't mean you're having a go at anybody. Doesn't mean you're disrespectful. But just having a laugh at something is very good. And equally, there's nothing wrong with crying. If
okay.
there's something sad, it's okay to cry. Finding things that you enjoy, so pursuing a passion, whether it's painting, whether it's playing a guitar, whatever you like to do, anything that you enjoy doing, is good for stress levels, which folds into spending a little bit of time on self-care. It's not about ignoring other people or being selfish, but it's saying, I need a little bit of me time. And on top of that, as we said before about the world keeps turning, ask yourself, if what I'm stressed about today would still stress me in 12 months' time, and if the answer to that is no, then maybe it's not quite that important. And it's sometimes just taking a step back from the immediate situation, saying, well, is this, and I know Donald Trump's not popular with everybody, but he had a wonderful quote that says, ask yourself, is it a blip or a catastrophe? Most things are actually blips.
There you go. Dr. Joe Kosteridge, thank you so much. I feel de-stressed just talking to you this afternoon.
Good stuff, Rob.
All right, you have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for your time.